Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We are live from Panthers Media Day.
Really nice.
Hello, Leroy.
It's really nice.
It is nice. This is gorgeous. I've never been to the new practice facility, and this place is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Like, if they told us right now we were in the arena, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
If they put us in a corner in the arena.
I guess, like, other than the number of
except for the choice of snacks.
What do you mean? You already started looking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything is closed. What do you mean?
I had to get a bagel.
Of course. But well, there were snacks. You got to like that. There were snacks.
There were snacks. Right.
There were snacks.
And I got here so early, I almost like went and got something, but then started talking. So.
Let's get off here. Hello, Frog Boy.
Oh, I can't hear you guys. Nah, usually we have technical issues. So I just, you know, for old time's sake, I wanted to say that.
You're a bastard.
You guys are looking great. That's the new ice den? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Wow. Really nice.
Got a new ice den around. Look and, you know, we're hoping we get some Panthers guests to peruse by here. I don't know. We may be getting a certain goalie here soon.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa!
Because everybody was kind of thrown off. I got here, people told me that...
Who stole the goalie's back?
Oh, dude, what?
Oh, what?
No, he's actually not. Where is Stoli the goalie? Where did he go?
Seattle?
Toronto, right?
Dude, Toronto or
no,
Seattle?
We got Drieger back. Drieger's
we got
back.
Drieger.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's big.
Oh, big.
Hey, I did. Why can't I mess with you?
What do you mean?
Like, I said that to mess with you.
I just did, well, last
and
time.
And you got, like, offended, like, oh, just, my God.
The more you look that way, you're making me paranoid and nervous.
Why?
Somebody's walking up on you?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Sneak attack.
No.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Wow, yes.
Hello.
So let me get this straight.
What?
You can show up to random facility on time.
Way further north than the station.
But the place where you actually work.
But think about it this way. I took the turnpike to come here. And then eventually I went on a different highway. But it's much easier for me to go on the turnpike than it is to go on multiple highways just to get to work.
That's why don't you science. Just take the turnpike and then go to the Gratney?
That's not
or
science.
Go across that way?
No.
Why?
Why? That's so out of my way.
But you get there quicker.
I don't think so.
The point is getting there on time. Then you just made a big deal about going on the turnpike, and then you just said it's not that much of a difference.
It wasn't a big deal. You made it a big deal.
Okay, fine.
You're making it weird.
Yeah.
What?
I'm making it weird. You live in weird.
That's true.
It's easier for me to get here than it is to get to the station.
Wow. Okay.
Let us
get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Panthers, you know, perusing. Paul Maurice already did his media day today.
Yeah.
He did his media day, Bob.
It's amazing he does his media at 5 in the morning, so nobody could actually get him.
Yeah.
The other old
It's smart.
People.
It's a smart move by Paul.
Joe, yeah.
It's a smart move by Paul. I saw our boy Bob. You know, we locked eyes. We hugged.
You hugged him already?
We hugged.
Touched him?
Yeah.
You touched
oh,
him?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The only person I saw was Kulikov, and that's because.
Did you?
Yeah.
I actually saw Kachuk when I got in.
Did you know what Dmitry Kulikov looked like?
No, but I can read.
Oh, okay. Wow. So yes, sure. Like, I'd be very surprised if you knew Dmitry Kulikov.
Like, come on.
Long-standing Panther.
Like, what are we doing? Of course you know I can pick him out of a lineup.
Somebody's got to have the rings around here. I want to know who has the rings, and I want to see them.
They're not ready yet.
We're not going to be the ones to see
Can
it
I
first.
Just tell you?
I want to break that
wait.
News.
Let me explain something to you. These rings take probably months to make. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but they're always done before the season.
Okay, it's not the season yet.
Hey, time's a ticking.
It takes It takes 2 or 3 months.
Time is a ticking, dude.
It takes 2 or 3 months.
I
want to
see
dude.
Some bling.
But you ain't going to see them here. You could. They might. Maybe somebody has a picture of one or a diagram.
Okay.
But I don't think the actual rings are here yet.
Well, I agree with that. But someone's got to have a model. Someone has to have a model.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who's the most honest person on the team? We can ask them.
Well, no, the players have no idea. So it would have to be somebody in the front office. The players have no idea.
By the way, I can't mush Bob. He already won the championship. That's not a thing. So all the chats need to stop.
Wait.
What?
Why are you yelling at?
The chatters
are being bastards. Over already because of him.
You know, I didn't approach him. He approached me. I just want to be clear.
Did he?
He did.
That
you guys locked eyes and he walked directly towards
you. Can I just say this? There is a 0.0% chance I believe that.
Swear to God.
Wow. I think
I wouldn't make it weird like that. I'm not that guy.
You wouldn't make it weird like that.
I wouldn't make it weird like that. He walked out of his press conference. I was standing next to Chris Cody. You can ask Chris Cody. He's a witness.
Ah.
And he like, you know, he kind of just says, you know, wait. And then he goes,
oh, he gasped.
Kind of.
So why'd you make it so exaggerated?
You said you don't like to make it weird while making it weird.
That's what he did. And then he was like, oh. And then I said, champ, congratulations. We hugged. And then he went off and did his thing.
Nobody believes that.
Swear to God.
No, because all the little extra. All the little extra additives you put into it. Like, you don't think he threw a little cheese on it? Yeah.
That's actually the point.
Yeah, that's too much.
The gasping through
That's too much.
All right, maybe there wasn't a gasp, but there was. But I didn't approach it. I swear to God. I wouldn't do that.
He approached you.
You didn't ask for cameras.
He just was.
There were no cameras, but you can ask Chris Cody. I swear to God, he's a witness.
Game 7 of a Stanley Cup. But where he draws the line is when he sees Tobin. That's when he shows up.
I got to tell you. Even playing and losing in the championship game, right, in overtime.
Yep.
I never felt more angst than those last 3 minutes of that hockey game.
That was crazy.
And I'm like, like, come on. And then he just locked the how long did that last minute tick off with the puck blocked up against the wall?
It was great.
It was, like,
it was perfect. It all got set up exactly how, you know, they trained for it. Really, really cool.
Yep.
Really, really cool.
It's cool. It's like, a lot of smiling faces around here, man.
I got to tell you.
It's a great day. A
lot of people peacocking. They got the strut of champions around here as they deserve to have.
Yep. I heard Paul Maurice this morning say, hey, they know what's coming, though. He says, we're going to have a hard camp like we always do.
Time is up. Time is up with the
nonsense.
That's
it. That's great. What, 2 months? 2.5?
I know.
I'm trying to think. You know what? It caught me, too, because, you know, my first 5 years, I only had one shortened off season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in Minnesota, it got shortened every year. So I blame playoffs on why my career ended shortly.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break here. We are live at the Baptist Health Iceplex for Florida Panthers Media Day. Hopefully some fun surprises along the way. We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Take a break. More to come after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Heavens to Betsy.
I've paid my dues time after time.
I've done my sentence.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. And Miami Heat's Duncan Robinson is going to be there. It's free to attend, but you do need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, the official partner, the main man. There's no way to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at themainman.com, and brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com to see partner reviews. We are live here at Florida Panthers Media Day as the champs are going to,
as you can
get
see,
some pictures taken and some video taken. Yeah.
He said it's just for the look, by the way. So it has nothing to do with dice. But
The pictures?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they're taking pictures in there and it's dark.
Well, whenever you see the actual pictures that are in the video,
because there's
stuff,
a flash. That's the first thing he asks. He says, is there a flash? He goes, no, I'm just trying to get a look. Because The flash is bright.
I guess.
That's how it looks at every night in Florida.
That's true.
Like
lately.
That. Lately. Like that.
Yeah, you guys
I don't care how great your day has been. When night hits, you're going to get some type of activity. I don't know why. It's just
it's been crazy action.
I was driving
crazy.
Home and that was
exactly
what I
thought. But yeah, if you watch right now, it's like it does look like a storm behind us. Like it's right. Wild.
There is a storm behind us.
Storms are brewing. It's the cats.
It's the cats.
It's the cats.
Yeah, but we don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now
I can tell.
The crazy thing about hockey that I'm amazed at is, like, in basketball, you have, like, sometimes three guys, four guys don't even play, right? It's not the case in hockey. In hockey, whoever you dress is playing.
Yeah.
And it's a unique – and it's a very unique sport in that it's one of the only sports where if you dress, you play. It is that so-and-so didn't play for whatever reason. You know, it's just amazing how deep.
And it's a real injury.
Right.
Not some soft injury.
Right.
That they're going through.
Well, they do say, like, your lower body injury. So you don't know if he broke his leg in three spots or he pulled a calf muscle.
Yeah.
So there's that.
They're not specific about that.
Right.
But it is cool, man. Like, this is one of those, you know, we haven't had this since the Heat. You know, since they've gotten to come around and bask in a little bit. I mean, you don't take the stuff, you don't take these things for granted because they don't come around a lot.
The other cool thing is that unlike with, say, the Marlins, like they won a championship, just put it together, won it, and then got, you know, broke it down. You could see this building. They went to the finals the year before. The year before that, they were really good. And you were just hoping to get over that hump.
It was
a chocolate chip.
Oh, man.
I found the snacks.
That is.
I didn't even see the snacks when I walked in. Like, how did you see that?
You're not looking.
There's a whole table right over there.
Yeah.
But people were blocking it, so I didn't really see.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Let me tell you.
Now there's no
champs have a lot of media here today. That's what they should have.
I would like maybe a little finger sandwiches or something. I would have went with, not like the setup like last year. Last year we.
That was a very special setup.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You guys raided
We did not raid.
We didn't raid. We were told. Dude, we were directed
Hey, we were fist bumping everybody. What's up? What like you got going on?
They could have easily taken us out of there.
Omelet station. They had a pasta station.
You guys were no different than pirates. You raided.
What are you talking about?
You were no different than
I went
pirates.
Twice. If they let me back.
You pillaged.
They saw us the first time. They could have said something.
You know, All of a sudden,
now you want to blame me?
Weak J-Fig. Can you come in here with me?
Don't act like you didn't get anything on that second round.
Guys,
okay?
Are Father and Ryan Lomberg eating his omelet.
They had all kinds of stuff.
Ryan left quite happy. Okay,
it's like, what are you? He got what he's doing next to my breakfast.
Yep.
Frog Boy, they dress this up like it's nobody's business.
The stealing of the food at first was embarrassing, but now, because of the success we had, I need you to do it again, actually.
Yep, but we can't find it.
We'll find it.
Oh, like, I got faith you'll find it.
They probably put it downstairs because the upstairs food is here. All the players are downstairs doing pictures.
We can probably ask Doug. Doug knows.
I didn't know you could slice a watermelon that thin. I was scared to pick it up. It was going to fall apart. But they had cookies.
Wow.
Just brown chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
They had...
Which is good enough for you.
Where'd you find a bagel? You said he found a bagel.
A bagel.
Yeah, they had bagels there too?
They had bagels. Wow. I haven't eaten a bagel in 5 years.
Wow.
Not my thing, but I hadn't eaten anything this morning because I was thinking... Huh?
You scoop it
out? No, it's a little. It's a baby bagel. It was a little bagel.
It was a baby bagel?
It was a beginner bagel. Like infant bagel. It wasn't like the, you know.
It's a weak-ass bagel.
Yeah, but because, I hadn't eaten anything. And that's why when I got here... And I realized I got here so quick, I almost just ran to Starbucks. But I'm like, no, because, you know, Tobe, he not going to text me, but he'll be like.
I heard you, though. I was like, oh, he's here in plenty of time. Perused around the corner. Figured it all out, dude.
Talked to some folks.
Yep.
Little chit-chat.
Hobnobbing.
So what's the process that you guys have seen over there? I'm assuming it's like. Photo that
guys are going
media?
In. I don't know if they've done many joint press conferences.
The signal.
Oh, look who's coming over here.
The signal. Be cool. Power play. Breakaway goal.
There he is.
Yes.
JFig's leaving. She's giving Bob the headset. Bob. A champion is walking on over.
I'm not hyperventilating. You are.
I just tell you, there's nobody more excited than this man right here.
Oh, man. That's it. Mr. Sergei Bobrovsky is sitting down with the gang right now.
Sergei, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
You're good. You should be good.
Look at you, man.
You're a champion. This is, first of all, congratulations. Let's just start off there, man. This has been an incredible journey for you. But how does it feel like to reach the mountaintop and get to where you were? What was this summer like for you for all the work that you put in? That had to feel incredible.
Well, first of all, thank you for the congratulating me. That's, you know, the moment when we won the cup, it's already in the past. It's been a long time ago, I feel like. And the biggest emotions was right after we finished the game and when first lift of the cup. That was those moments I can't even describe. It's just even though like lifting the cup, I saw that so many times in my visualizations, but it's incredible. So I can describe that.
Was it did you have images that like ran in your head? Was it like all the work you put in? Do you like look for your family? Like what went through your moment when you got the cup in your hands?
It's actually the moment that you get the cup in your hands and lifting, it was like very slow down moment, you know, like I try to also enjoy that moment as much as possible because I know how much work it requires to get to that point and how many have to things come together. So it's not only in your control, it's also has to be like the whole. Lots of little things has to come together.
It has to be something to play in a game like that and just get into a flow and not realize that, you know what, just play because any mistake or anything that anybody does could mean the Stanley Cup. And it seemed like you guys went about it just playing the same type of hockey you played all year, especially those, I tell you, the last minute with the puck just up against the wall. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the longest minute of my life. It's the longest minute of my life. I'm trying to figure out, okay, can they still get a shot off? Can they still do this? And you got to be sitting there going, mm. Like, just like, come on.
No, that was actually, yes, there was a two opponents was right in front of my net. So I'm kind of like, but also the, I think two clinching games before we ended up the same way. So
right.
I think Mixi was the same guy. So I knew, like, I trusted him that he knows what he's doing. So.
Right.
And all the guys at that moment, they... Everybody can tie up their grip and not allow to do anything.
I think that's the thing I learned the most this year about hockey is that how much of a team sport it really is. Watching you guys go from year to year, you know, like 2 years ago with all the goals scored and all the goals you were scoring, and then last year with it getting a little bit tighter, and then this year just having the patience and knowing that everybody could depend on everybody. Seeing that happen and then seeing it all come together, there's a man, I really appreciated the fact that it is a team sport.
Yeah, it is the hardest trophy to win in a team sport, because mm-hmm. you go through the 7 months of the regular season with all the troubles and stuff, so your teammates becomes as a family. You know, and you might spend the more time with them when compared to your normal family, you know, right. And that's the big moment. In the playoffs, it's also like you go through the war for two months, and it's to lift that trophy and celebrate it together, it's special.
It just looked cool. Awesome. You could just see the look in your face, like it still soaks over you, like all the stuff that you put into it. How did you spend your day with it in the summer? Like, what did you do with the cup?
My day was here in Florida, so I invited the people from Europe. So since I moved to North America, most of the time I train with the European coaches. So I invite the people from Europe and had a dinner with them. And also beside that, I had the time at my house, made the picture. We invite the photographer to make the nice pictures with the whole family. My parents was able to come over. My sister was able to come over. It's a great day. It's a great day, definitely. And it's nice tradition that everybody can have the day with the cup.
Eat anything out of it?
I didn't. No.
You didn't
do the
longo. You eat the pasta.
I didn't.
Bennett's eating the Captain Crunch. You respect you like you I, left.
Yeah, like especially I feel like that trophy has so much history, has so many legacies, legends. You know, like in there, it's definitely it's a special to see my name on it with on the line with those people. You know, like with the true legends. And I got so much respect. So for the trophy, I kind of more handing it and trying to take care
you're
of it.
You're like, give me the white gloves. Give me the white gloves. Give me the fancy white gloves.
Almost.
So I know what a maniac you are with working. With now, with reaching the mountaintop, how did you treat this summer? Like, did you get right back at it because you want to get right back there? Did you give yourself a little more of a break? Like, how did you treat yourself to a championship summer?
It's basically didn't change much to me. So as soon as it's done, I came back home. I saw met the family, friends, and then I start training. So off ice, and here we are. So it's very balanced summer. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to think and create anything. So it's go naturally, go with the flow. And it's actually, I feel like it's a big advantage to have a short summer.
Does it, how much does it mean to you just the idea you did come here to do this? And there's been different iterations of this team. Like, there's been different coaches and teammates and styles you guys played. But just, I guess, how proud of yourself that you, I know it's a team sport, but just the idea that you came down to Florida for a goal. And I imagine when you're sitting there in this parade in the rain and you're seeing this community that's
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's raving about your team. Just like, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was. It's a great moment too. Definitely, how many fans came out to celebrate that victory with us. And again, I appreciate the fans for all the support they gave us throughout the regular season and especially in the playoffs. It's amazing to get it done together with them.
You got a mural of the Bobbery anywhere? You know the I mean, that's got it. If I did that, Bob, if I did the dive, like, I would have that, like, painted over my, I think I would put that over the master bedroom, like, right there. Like, do we have a photo of that or a mural, a canvas of that anywhere?
I have a picture of it. Yeah, I have that. Some of my friends gifted me that picture, so I have it at my house. But again, you know, like, it's just, it's happened, so I don't give myself 100% credit for that. There is a luck, so, and there is, you know, it was two broken plays before, and then just like I tried to throw as much as possible of my body, and it's happened to hit my arm. So it's
you ever look at that picture, you go, how did this like, sometimes you got to be lucky, sometimes like it.
Yeah, and so, and that's what happened. And yeah, I again, so I thankful to God and appreciate Him for the everything that I went through last 2 years in the playoffs and for this victory. So it's all for Him.
You've worked hard, man. I'm very happy for you. Know that you put in a lot into this. I wanted to ask you this, by the way. You went to UFC down here over the when it was during the season.
Mm-hmm.
What, were you there to see a certain fighter? Was there somebody like in particular you wanted to see, or are you just excited? Because I know you love training the fight sometimes to get yourself ready for the season. Was there a particular guy you want to see, or you just wanted to experience it live?
It was a cool tournament too. There was the great fighters was there, but I'm basically, I appreciate the sport. I appreciate the mind part of this sport, how they prepare, and for me to go there and see that life, that was special. That was I had the incredible emotions for that.
It was it was a hell of a show. Like there's nothing like the way they put on the production for that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely, and how they prepare and how they like manage themselves during the fight. Because it's literally, you might be killed, you know, in that fight, and how they approach themselves and how they get ready. It's cool to watch.
Do you feel, because I do feel like you're a guy who, you know, is ready to move on to the next season and get work, do you feel like there's any leadership that you have to get everybody around to just get focused on this upcoming year, or do you feel like the mindset is going to be great for you guys from the jump to defend this title?
No, I think, you know, we have to, it's always the thing, it doesn't matter when you end up last year, this year you have to start over again. You have to start from the zero. You have to build up all the chemistry, the trust, and all the things, you know, to get to the point that it's all like in the playoffs, that it's going your way. And you still you only like you can work so hard to give yourself a best chance. So there is no warranty, there is no guarantee that you're gonna do certain things and you're gonna be successful. That's also what makes it so much fun and so much interesting for the fans, because you don't know. There is so many good teams. There is so many good players who's going to compete this year for the cup, and we are in the mix too.
Sergey Bobrovsky, congratulations again.
Congrats.
We're happy for you, man. We cannot wait for the season. And all the best to you, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Great to talk to you again.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Thanks. I picked Zach Sealer driving to the facility.
The what?
Music.
Zach Sealer music. This is Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what Bob was just now.
He was.
Glory.
He was. Marcos, You need to unmute yourself on the StreamYard, dude.
All right.
Apparently, there's an issue there. There we go.
Thank you.
Now our audience can hear everybody. Thank you to Sergey Bobrovsky and Adam and Tom.
Oh, Veronica, my goodness. From you, you should just see the...
From the...
the
from
glow.
The
glow.
You know what?
Dade South, he goes, this was Tobin interviewing Bob, and it was Chris Farley. You ever see the Chris Farley bit with Paul McCartney? He goes, you remember when you were in the Beatles? That was awesome.
You know what I did peep, though?
Hmm?
Once we took that picture together,
yep.
He kind of like just admired you. Like Thank he you. Looked over at
I
you.
I told you.
Like he wanted to hug
That's
you.
Because you've been chasing him around for 4 years.
Do you admit now that that
no.
that
never admit
no.
that.
Was, never.
That.
Was no. there a gasp of some sort at any point?
No, but you can see in his eyes there's like a twinkle. He's there was like well, something special well, like listen, a romance.
Okay. Listen, we called Tobin the mush.
Yeah.
But when Bobrovsky was getting the business from everybody,
yep.
Tobin was showing up.
Yep.
So, from that standpoint,
but everybody was,
I'll give him that. Now, he may have been the reason why.
No, I don't accept that.
Listen, your mushness is strong. The mush is strong.
I don't accept that.
The mush is strong in this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to just tell you.
I don't accept that.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. And you would get mad at me for riding Seabiscuit. I don't know what's wrong with you.
By the way, there's some pretty big sports media news that just dropped.
What happened?
Woj. Is apparently retiring.
Why would they do that?
Woj is retiring. He's
it's a weird Woj bomb, I must admit.
It is a weird Woj.
No, very rarely do you send a Woj bomb on yourself.
Does that mean Shams
moving up?
Shams moving to ESPN now? Because I think Shams' contract is up too.
Ooh.
The Shams, he always knows when to sneak in there, you know?
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, let's see. Oh, long statement. I don't know if I'm that interested in it.
Okay. We get it, dude. You just read the last line pretty much sums it up.
Let's see. Past 7 years at ESPN have been a particular privilege. Appreciated the company's leadership.
Yeah.
I don't think he's reporting anywhere, though. I think he's retiring.
I think it said the line that I saw was like, after 30 years of reporting on everyone else's team, now I'm going to go back to my own. So that either means he's going to start.
So is he going to like St. Bonaventure?
No, or he's talking about his family.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
I don't picture Woj having a family. I picture him just
sitting in like a cave with Wi-Fi coming out of the cave,
I
and him just
his family. Being his, oh, there you are, original iPhone. There you are.
Oh, two children.
Nice. Oh my God, that was something.
He said, "Look at Schefter's tweet, you idiot."
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Schmeet. You know what, Schmeet?
I mean, trying to do, like, why are you so...
Like, we're here with the Panthers. I don't really care with these people. Right. Someone's going to get me my news. You want to know something? Here's the secret of it. We'll be fine without him.
Wow.
He is... Okay.
GM.
He is agreed to become the general manager of the men's basketball program at St. Bonaventure.
Look
at him. The role includes name, image, and likeness allocation, recruiting, and supporting successful Bonnie's coach, Mark Schmidt. Yeah, good for him. So he's just done with the public done with the public eye.
Well, if he's done with the public eye, he went to the right place.
You know? Good for him.
Did he go to school there or something?
Yeah, he went to school. Okay. There. Yeah, he went to school there.
It's something about that, man. Something about being able to go back to your school and work there in any capacity. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. 20-13 last year.
Now go hire Shams ESPN.
Wait, my news. Tobin was right. Apologize, Leroy.
Yeah, that's right. Because I mentioned the Bonnies.
The Bonnies.
We got a card. Oh, Swaggy's heading on over here. Another champion.
Oh,
Carter
back to back champs. I gotta play his music. Where's his music?
I would pretty much guess that they're all gonna be champs until we get to the bottom of
it. It is I would guess, but everybody's styling around here like a champion, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they should. Look, that's producing. Good for you, Marcus. Carter Verhaeghe joining us here on Tobin and Leroy. Carter, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
How has this summer been? How have you been basking in it?
It's been good. It's been nice and short, like usual. But, no, it was good. It was a lot better than last year. Winning and being able to celebrate with everyone. I actually got married this summer as well.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you very much.
Was the cup at the wedding?
No.
Did she say, I'm not going to marry you until you get the cup?
No, I think she's done with the cup right now. She's seen it too many times.
I get it.
That'd be just awesome, though, right? But my question is, so you played the last possible day of the season this year. And last year you went pretty deep.
Yeah.
How did, like, is it easy for you? Because hockey is the longest season of all the sports.
Yeah.
Do you just get used to the quick turnaround?
I mean, it's really not common, I think, to go twice in a row to go that far. And, I mean, we're kind of used to it now, I think, after 2 years in a row. But I think, we're kind of just going with it as it comes. I mean, we're so fortunate to be able to do it 2 years in a row, go so far. And I mean, we're just hoping to do it again this year. And
because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And we just got to take care of our bodies kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Just more recovery and stuff like that.
How did you celebrate with the cup?
We did lots of things with the cup. I mean, so after we won it, we had a couple weeks with it down here with just the guys. And we took it all kinds of places, drinking from it, celebrating. And I didn't get much sleep those 2 weeks. But
were you at the night where I think I saw Lomberg climbing up a pole?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
That looked like a good time.
I was there, yeah. Lombo was a star that night, that's for sure. He was crowd surfing that night.
That is for J-Fig is going to miss Ryan Lomberg the most just because of his Lamborghini-ness and his and his antics, I think.
I'm definitely going to miss him too. I think the whole team is for sure.
What is is there anything you guys amongst yourselves feel like you have to tell yourselves to have that hunger going back? Because I feel like that's a you definitely reach down when you lose in the Stanley Cup, you want to get back there. Now that you've been to the mountaintop, are you like, are you guys hungrier for it again, or do you feel like you'll take this regular season easier, or is it just this is clean season?
No, I think for sure it's our goal, and I think once you get a taste of it, I mean, it just makes you want more. And we got a taste of it last year, and I think we just want to keep on going. And I think it definitely helps being able to do it, go to the finals twice in a row. And I think it just helps with our mindset, and we know how hard it is to get there and how mentally strong we got to be, ups and downs and all kinds of adversity. And I think that's the biggest thing going forward. We have an advantage over some teams that way.
I would imagine that before last year, you always wondered what it took and what would you have to go through and how hard it was going to be and what it would take. And now, you know, and it's just a matter of just doing it again.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's for us to not kind of get complacent and just remembering, like, bringing back the memories of what it took and how hard it was and the doubt and everything that it took and how hard it was on our bodies. And I think we'll get that back. And yeah, but it's easy when you have the summer, have some time off. You're like, oh, we're just going to get back. But it doesn't happen like that.
What stands out to you about the parade day? Because that thing was crazy with all the people in a damn lightning storm, and you guys are patrolling down the beach. It was definitely one of the most unique sports scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy time, and it just shows like how loyal and supportive our fans are. And I can't believe they showed up for us in the rain. I was like, it was crazy. I was on one of the buses and going to the beach. It was coming down pretty bad. I was like, I didn't want to get wet. And then I see all the fans out there. Then I'm like,
you got to get wet.
I'm getting soaked. I don't care anymore. Like, right. You know. So yeah, it was awesome scene.
It was with this summer and like seeing, I guess, just around the community how crazed people have become with this this team. Like, you've been here for years, so like, does it blow your mind at all to see like how you have struck the heart of South Florida?
Yeah, it honestly, it's pretty crazy. My first year, I definitely, it wasn't as big or anything, and it just shows like what winning can do. And I mean, it brought a lot of people from this community together, and it's so nice to see that. And I mean, it's been crazy. The fans and everything like that. Everyone knows the Panthers now, which is pretty cool.
How do you always come up with the clutch goal? Like it is a crazy thing. It was almost to like a point where I think, you know, you were like struggling a little bit in the series, and like that's always your thing is like you're going to come through, and then you do, of course, because you do. But like is that a mindset thing? Do you find yourself as just a timing, right place, right type of guy. Like it baffles us how it's like you need a clutch goal. Carter Verhaeghe's there.
Yeah, I don't trust me. I don't know what it is. I think the big moments. That's what you live for as a kid, and yeah, it's what you remember. And I think when you're in those moments, you just are like kind of revert back to a little kid, and you're so excited and just want to be there, and you're not really scared anymore. You kind of have nothing to lose, it feels like, and you're just there, and it happens. I don't know. I can't tell you the secrets. I don't know. But
I always wonder because, you know, I played a different sport, and everybody gets antsy, right? Yeah. When the game starts turning or the tide starts turning, everybody gets antsy. Yeah. But you guys, from being up 3-0 to going to game 7, like, we know we got, like, there had to be some more angst. Like,
we're pretty antsy, like you said, yeah, during those games. Yeah. Like,
but is it hard not to think, like, so say, okay, now it's 3-2. Oh, we got it. Or you just go out and play hockey. I mean, I think your coach did a hell of a job of just – and the way you guys talked about it, it's like, no, we know we got some mistakes. But I'm, as an athlete, I'm thinking
– Oh, it's hard. The mental is pretty hard, especially because I think none of us – like a lot of us, it was our first chance as a team to win the Stanley Cup, right?
Right.
In those games, and you're just thinking – you're not thinking that much about the game. It's easy to kind of think, oh, I have a chance to lift the Stanley Cup tonight. You know what
right.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, it's not the right mindset to have when right. you're in the moment. You know, it's you can't be thinking of anything but what you have to do and to be able
it's
to
hard.
Get there. You know, you can't focus on the result. It's right. more about what you need to do to get there. So I think that played a big factor, and I think they had nothing to lose kind of thing. They were going in, I'm down 3-0, like – you know, I'm nothing to lose. Might as well. Like,
did somebody ever say, "Hell, they haven't won one either"? Like, so why we treat them this way?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's what happened in Game 7. We were just like, "Whatever happens, happens. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Let's just go play."
Can I just say that last minute of the game with the puck on the? I'm like,
yeah. I think all cell phone was like that. Yeah.
Cheeks were tight. Cheeks were tight.
Yeah. The clock took forever. Yeah, last minute. Yeah.
The last minute.
Yeah. Carter, congratulations, man. Yeah, hell of a season. You bring a lot of thrills to this fan base. So thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. You very much. Thanks for having appreciate me.
It. There
yeah.
you go, Carter Verhaeghe, joining us there on the program. I think Anton Lundell's gonna rock on over here in just a second. Bring him on over. We'll just do it back-to-back, J-Fig. We'll bring him on over. No need for him to wait anymore. He's been a patient man. That's a great head of hair, Anton.
That's
Patel
a great
has.
Head of hair.
That is...
I'm past... I'm past the days of hair.
Yeah.
One of the luxuries in life I do not have anymore.
Well...
Hair. Well, no, when you get old, your hair stops growing on your head and it grows out of your nose and your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Anton, appreciate the time, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations. It's not supposed to be this easy for everybody else is like grinding for years. I know you've probably been playing hockey before you could walk, but at 22 years old, already a champion, that has to feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, it feels unbelievable. Everything has happened pretty fast in my last 2 years since I came here to Florida to try to get the NHL spot, which I didn't even know. It wasn't like guaranteed. I was coming to the camp and I didn't know if I'm gonna go back to Europe, stay here, go to NHL. So everything has happened fast, but I'm just trying to improve every day and enjoying every day.
And now you're a champ at 22. That's awesome.
What how cool was it to see? I saw some of the Cub went to Finland and whatnot. Like, what was the response there like? Because I saw, like, Barkov had a day there and, like, an arena. You guys had your own float in the parade. Was there an extra level of special to have that grouping on this team for your country?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just overall, for me coming here, I didn't talk this good, or I wasn't confident to even talk English when I came here. So the help I've got from these guys over the 3 years has been huge. And to be able to share something like this with your closest friends, it was unbelievable. And we've been together pretty much every day, you know. We see each other more than guys see their families because we travel a lot, we practice a lot. So it's been a really fun time to be around these guys.
You guys were just at the Heat Arena, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that experience? Because, like, they've won their championships, but there's nothing like the Stanley Cup. Like, were they all kind of in awe when you guys brought the trophy there?
Yeah, so it was a very cool moment, you know. It's a sport that's one of the biggest sports in the world, and to be able to see the locker rooms and meet some of the coaches and some of the players was special. Even to see on the walls, you know, they had unbelievable great pictures of their parades, their winning teams, pictures of them celebrating. It was cool because there's a lot of history in that arena and in that organization. So for us to be able to bring one cup, I know they have a few more over the years, but
there's nothing like the Stanley Cup.
Everybody wants that damn cup.
Is nothing like the Stanley Cup.
But overall, just like all of the coaches and the guys, they were very interested about how we do things. They were asking us questions and thoughts, so it was cool to see, you know, it got both sides. You know, we obviously followed them, but to see that they were living with us during the playoff run, so that was cool to hear.
Are you as crazy for basketball as Barkov is? Because Barkov loves the Heat. I remember the game where D Wade knocked him in the head as he was sitting in the stands.
Not as big a fan as him, but he actually took me to a couple of the games, so it's been fun to see it as myself too.
We were asking just Carter about this, the insane scene that was the parade, because it's you know, I was sitting in a safe spot. I was at a restaurant, second level, and I'm just watching the lightning crash all over the place. The rain's coming down, and everybody's just so happy and acting like maniacs. Like, what is the thing that you immediately go to when you think about parade day?
Just having a blast, like no worries, just enjoying it, you know. A lot of people ask me what was the most fun thing about winning, and I always say, like, the first night when the families came to the locker room, mm-hmm. we shared a moment, everybody was so happy, moms, dads, kids, grandfathers, grandmothers, everybody who wanted to come was there. But the parade, same thing, we had the buses, it was really good. Organized the whole thing. There was families in the buses. We had so much fun. It rained. Didn't matter. You know, we're not made of sugar, so we we went through it. But overall, it was such a fun day to be able to share with the whole city and the whole South Florida.
You take this summer now, like at your age. I know you got, you know, even more, you know, big time goals for yourself. So, like, you was there. Get right back to work for you, because you know you're still, you know, early in your career, and so the next steps that you want to take, like, did you work on anything specific this summer, or was it you know, more just healing your body, because that was a hell of a back-to-back runs that you guys had?
Yeah, for me it was hard to really understand how big it was to win, you know. You kind of start to understand the longer the time goes, but to see the guys like Kyle Okposo being in the league for such a long time, winning the cup, just emotions. To be honest, it's hard to put myself in his shoes. You know, like, I'm still so early on, but I know it's hard to win. You won't even make the playoff every year. Hopefully we do, but do not take it as it's going to happen every year. Was the goal for me. But the summer, you know, you celebrate it for a while, but at some point you want to turn page. You want to get back to work. You want to improve yourself and be sure you're going to win it again. Come ready to camp and be hungrier than before.
Anton Lundell, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate you. Congratulations. All the best. We'll take a break here on the show and back with more after this.